If you don't know much about Minecraft, chances are there's a kid in your life who does. The computer game has sold more than 100 million copies worldwide. And for a glimpse inside that popularity, WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt went to the University of the Sciences this weekend. That's where hundreds of kids gathered to play the hit game for a good cause.
Standing before a room of 100 kids on 100 laptops, event organizer Donna Cooper made what should have been an exciting announcement.
If you want to take a short break to see the fire truck that's outside, you're...
That's right. A bright red fire truck with real live firemen waiting to give tours. Could there be anything more alluring?
I just want to know, let you know it's right outside this door, okay? All right, kids.
Turns out there could be something more alluring, and it's called Minecraft. Of the 100 kids on those 100 laptops, not a single one moved.
We have a time limit on making this, like, challenge, and I've seen a fire truck before, so, yeah.
Ellie Zadanswick and her sister Sarah were busy building their ideal playground. What they love about Minecraft is that it can be whatever you want it to be.
Like, if you like fighting people, you can fight people. If you like building stuff, you can build stuff. If you just want to go explore the terrain with your dog, you can just go explore the terrain with your dog.
The game is sort of like digitized Legos with elements of computer programming mixed in. Players traipse through a computer-generated landscape, deploying blocks that can be transformed and manipulated to create just about anything.
It's like a creativity game. You build your imagination.
Paul Ricciuti is a fifth grader.
So if I was imagining something and like, hey, I really wish I had this, I'd just go right on Minecraft and start building.
Because of Minecraft's flexibility and problem-solving ethos, teachers have started to use it in classrooms. This weekend's event could ultimately give more educators that option. With the money raised, the nonprofit Public Citizens for Children and Youth is starting a grant program for Philly public schools who need better access to tech. But that grand purpose was hidden behind hundreds of happy faces exploring Minecraft's limitless possibilities.
Oh, we should do different colored wool to make it like this color. So the original starship could fit 400 people.
It's like,
yeah, it's tourist
trap. Then I'm going to put villagers out.
Yes.
Spawn stuff?
Yeah, you can spawn stuff.
Best friends Lindsay McGinley and Zoe DePaula decided to recreate one of the wonders of the ancient world.
The big statue of the big Roman, I forgot what it's called.
Zoe introduced Lindsay to Minecraft 4 years ago when they were just in first grade. And I asked them if now they feel like gamers.
Yes, I am more of a gamer. I am more a millennial than anything.
Unlike the stereotypical gaming convention, this Minecraft gathering looked pretty diverse. There were a lot of kids of color and lots of girls. Sarah Zdanswick says that's not always the case, but she likes it when she sees other girls playing Minecraft.
It's apparently supposed to be that girls only like Prissy Princess. I hate those games. Those are really boring and horrible, and I hate them. And they're never good quality.
But Minecraft is a different story. Sarah even wore a homemade Minecraft shirt to show off her love of the game. Meanwhile, 10-year-old Vic Trotta didn't need a shirt to prove his enthusiasm.
What I like about Minecraft, oh my gosh, I have to say, I love everything. I love absolutely everything. Minecraft is the best online multiplayer game that has ever come to this world.
At this weekend's event, it would have been hard to find anyone who disagrees. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.